Okay, today's daf is Psachim Daf Ayin, and we are on Samach Tesma Beis, the first wide line, the two dots by the first wide line. Klal Amar Rabbi Akiva. We got through the last section right before the two dots. You just got yesterday's daf. You just got to keep in mind exactly what the purpose of the Gemara was in terms of within Shitas Rebbe Elazar, in terms of Hazaah being Docher or not. But we finished that section, and now we are up to the two dots. Klal Amar Rabbi Akiva, v'chulu. Rabbi Akiva said, if you remember, Rabbi Akiva says it twice in Shas. He says it both in the Mishnah here, and he says it in the Mishnah Masechah Shabbos, that anything that you could have done before Shabbos is not Docha Shabbos. That's Rabbi Akiva Shita. Again, that's what we hold. Only things, that items, actions that you could not have done before Shabbos, that's what's Docha Shabbos. So that is said in the context of Karban Pesach in our Mishnah, and it's said in the context of Bris Milah, right? As we know, the two contexts, the two assays that have an Isser Kares associated with it, right? The first Mishnah, Maseches Krisos, lists off all of the 36 krisos, and two out of them are assays. Pesach and Mila are the assays, the last two listed in that Mishnah on Daf Beis and Krisos. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Halacha k'Rabbi Akiva. The halacha is like Rabbi Akiva in terms of Karban Pesach. It's not na migabe Mila ki agavna. And by Bris Mila also, we have a line, a similar line as we just mentioned, Klal Amar Rabbi Akiva. Kol malacha she'ef shal asos ma'er of Shabbos, ein adoch as a Shabbos. Any malacha associated with Bris Mila that we could have done before Shabbos is not Docha Shabbos. Mila, she'ef shal asos ma'er of Shabbos, Docha the Shabbos. Only the act of Mila, which cannot be done before Shabbos, is Docha. V'yam Rav Yehuda Amarav, halacha Rabbi Akiva. So we have the statement of Rav Yehuda Amarav in both contexts. The halacha is always like Rabbi Akiva. Vitzricha, why do we need this statement of the halacha following Rabbi Akiva in both places? Just say it by one, and we know it. It's the same machlokas. Say it, but we know it by the other. So, Vitzricha, first we'll see the Gemara, and then we'll see Tosus. Says the Gemara, De'i ashmi'idon gabe Pesach, if I only knew by Pesach that the halacha was like Rabbi Akiva, hasamu demachshirei mitzvah lo dachu Shabbos, only there would Rabbi Akiva say that if you could have done it before and you cannot do it on Shabbos. Mishum delo nichrusu aleha shalosh esrebisos. Because Pesach does not have 13 covenants surrounding it. What does that mean? By Bris Milah, it says the word Bris 13 times in the Torah, which reflect the a special quality of the mitzvah and its connection between us and Hashem. So Pesach doesn't have that. So maybe that's why we would say, you know what? If you didn't do it before Shabbos, tough. Avo Milah din nichrusu aleha shalosh brisos. But Mila, which has 13 brisos that are connected to it, that are said in conjunction with it, Emalitchi, maybe Bris Mila is more dachuf, is more required, and even if you messed up and you should have done it beforehand, we would allow you to do it on Shabbos. Kamash Malana. That's why he has to say his statement by Bris Mila. The Iyashmein on Mila, and if you only had it by Mila, Hasam hu de machshirei mitzvah lo dachu Shabbos de leka kares. Only by Mila, we wouldn't allow it. Why? Because there's no kares. There's no kares? What does that mean? We just explained there is kares. Let's just finish the line. Aval Pesach di'ika kares eim al-etchi. Pesach has kares eim al-etchi. Tzricha, that's what you did by both. What's the simple interpretation of that line? There's no kares if you don't do it today. Karban Pesach you have today. If you don't do it today, there's kares. Mila, so do it tomorrow. You do Bris Mila one day later. There's no chiyuv eternal kares in that regard. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, on the last Rashi before the Mishnah, Deleka Kares, Lebo Bayom Im Yamul Lamachar. There's no Kares that day. Just get Bris Mila tomorrow. So Kamash Malan, that's why you would have thought it's not as Dachuv Kamash Malan. What's the Kamash Malan? Kamash Malan, you're right, there's no Kares, but I'm sorry, Kamash Malan, that by Pesach, even though there is Kares, we still would not allow it. But what's the, in terms of the Kamash Malan to Mila? So maybe this is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. How to exactly understand the Kamash Malan? Because these are a machlokas spoken about in Lamdish terms by the Achronim. The Chiyuv Kares by Bris Mila. How do we understand it? The Rambam says, in the beginning of Hilchas Mila, V'kol Yom Vayom, She'ya'aver Alav Misha Yagdil. Every day that passes after a person gets old enough to do Bris Mila for himself, right, there's no Kares when he's a Katan. But the father's not going to get Kares because it's not his body, and the child's not his chiyuv yet. But the Rambam says, every day that goes by, v'lo yamalas atzmo, hari hu mevatel mitzvah saseh, aval einu chayev kares ad sheyamus, v'hu arel b'mezid. He's only chayav kares after he dies, being an RL on purpose, b'mezid. So kares is only, obviously, here does not mean, you know, short in life, because you only chayav kares, one is only chayav kares after he dies. So it's some kind of disconnect from God in Olam Haba, in the next realm. That's the Rambam Shita. The Raiva does not like it. Amar Avram, ein bazet tavlin. This is not spiced, this Shita. The Shita needs some salt. V'chimi shom asura safik potur nosom nashamayim. V'chol yom omeid be'isr kares. The Raiva is lashon. Every day there's an isr kares, right? Until you do it, and then you could remove the isr kares, as the Kesef Mishnah explains here. It's not that the Rambam holds the isr kares doesn't kick in until later. The Raiva says, no, there's isr kares immediately. If you do the bris, then you remove the isr kares that is already upon a person from the time that he doesn't do bris milah. Maybe that's the tzricha. Maybe that's the unclear kamash malan. Kamash malan. Remember, the hava mina is that don't compare Pesach and milah. Milah does not have kares every day. Does not, like the Rambam says. What's the kamash malan? So that's what's unclear. Maybe it's a discussion, machlokas, how to understand the Rambam and the Ravid. Lumdis-wise, what's the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid? How do you view the Isser Kares of Bris Milah? So the Achronim, I'll read it to you from the Pre-Moshe. In Simon Aleph, on his Sefer on Bris Milah, the Pre-Moshe says, maybe the machlokas is, he quotes this from Rabbi Yosef Engel, and the Tshuva is Ben Porat, it's one of the Tshuvas of Rabbi Yosef Engel. He quotes, is Mila more what we would call Maisa-oriented or result-oriented? Is Mila about the act? Im mitzvah hu Maisa ha-Mila? Oh, the ena Maisa hu ha-Mitzvah, elamasha chasumbo bris kodesh, zui ha-Mitzvah. It's the result of being a mahul that's the ikara bris Mila. Which one is focused? So he suggests that according to the Rambam, the mitzvah is the Maisa ha-Mila. And that's why the Rambam says, as long as you do the Maisa ha-Mila one time in your life, you did it. It's all about an action, so do the act. But according to the Ravid, it's a din of being mahul. So then, shehu din al kol yom afilu im besof ma'al mikol makom, right, lefnechein gufa lo hayamol. It's a result that you have to create. Ube'emes lefize nire, and according to this, according to the Ravid, it wouldn't even be kol yom, it would be kol rega varega. Wouldn't it just be kol yom? Every moment. Because it's about creating this connection, this state of mila, being mahul with Hashem. Where else do you see this? Fascinating. So the Rambam holds Maisa HaMitzvah versus the Ravid who says result. There's an important Rambam. The Rambam says, what happens by someone who is Nolan Mahol? A baby who is born with Bris Milah. Moshe and others. The Rambam holds that you still have to do HaTafas Dam Bris. You have to cause bleeding. That's the mitzvah. You have to cause HaTafas Dam Bris. But the Rambam writes in Hilchas Trumos that a Nolan Mahol is allowed to eat Truma, even before he gets a tavas dam bris. So how does that work? So what about Karban Pesach? Could Nolan Mahol Karban Pesach? So I don't remember if the Rambam says that there, but the Rambam says, does he quote it here? Whether he quotes it by Karban Pesach? I'm not sure. Either way, by Truma, he could eat it. So the question is, how could he eat it? If he needs a tavas dam bris, doesn't that reflect that he's an RL, and therefore he shouldn't be able to eat Truma? Answers the pre-motion, no. According to the Rambam, it's a Maisa Mitzvah. Meaning you're not an RL. You have a chiyuv to do a Maisa Mitzvah of Mila or a Maisa Mitzvah of a Tavas Dam Bris. So therefore you could separate the two. Mash'ekin, according to the Ravid, it's all about creating the result of being a Mal. So obviously before a Tavas Dam Bris, you're an RL and he would never allow you to partake of Truma before doing the act of Hatafas Dam Bris. One other nafkamina, we discussed this way back in Masechta Shabbos, it's not way back, but and that is Machlokas Rambam Tur, Rambam Rashi, about Tzitzin HaMa'akvin and Tzitzin She'enu Ma'akvin. Remember the Gemara said that if you're in the middle of the Mila, then you could keep doing the Mila even by certain types of threads of skin that are not Ma'akiv the Mila. You could go back and continue taking it up. It's not an Isra of Chavala, even though you don't need this to do the Mila, but if you're involved in the act of the Mila, you could continue taking it off. But if you're already been Poresh from the Mila, you cannot go back for the Tzitz and She'enon Ma'ak Vanessa Mila. That was the Gemara. The Machlokas was that on weekday or was that on Shabbos? Rashi said that whole Gemara is on Shabbos. Because if it's not Shabbos, of course, you can do whatever you want. And the Rambam says, no, the Rambam didn't quote that on Shabbos. The Rambam quoted that even on weekday. Even on weekday, you could only be involved in that if you're doing the act. L'shitaso suggests the pre-Moshe. He holds it's all about the Maisa HaMitzvah, and only while you're involved in the Maisa HaMitzvah. If you say, like the Ravid, that it's about the result, so then maybe, even if you separate it, you still haven't created the perfect result. And therefore, maybe you could go back. Again, there's more, but this is a couple of lishitasos related to our Gemara here about when the Isser of Kares applies. Good. Two other points that are discussed here. Number one, Tosus. Tosus quotes that Rabbi Yudam Arav has to say, Halach is Rabbi Akiva, regarding Bris Mila and Karban Pesach. Tosus here just quotes a question that he says I answer elsewhere in Shas. Tosus quotes two words that the Gemara sometimes asks elsewhere. Hilchasa l'mishicha? Why do I care what the halach is about Karban Pesach? You're telling me what halach l'maisa is about when Mashiach comes? We're not bringing a Karban Pesach until Mashiach comes anyway. So what do I need to know? What the halach is? What do I need to know? The Rambam wants to write a Sefer Avoda. Okay, but the Gemara most of the time, there's very few times where the Gemara quotes halacha l'maisa. What's the halacha regarding a case that doesn't apply today? So a couple of times in Shas, the Gemara says, so what do we need to know this for? Hilchasa l'mishicha? That's what Tosfos says. Hadalo parech, hilchasa l'mishicha. Look over there what I wrote in Sanhedrin. So if you look on the side, look in Maseches Shabbos and in Zvachim and in Yuma, so Tosfos all over discusses this. I'll just summarize it by quoting you the Ritva. The Ritva in Yuma on Daf Yud Gimel quotes three suggestions. When do you ask this? When do you not ask this? Sometimes he quotes Reb Chaim Cohen who says, maybe you only ask, what do I need to know this for? If it's an Avera or a Mitzvah that not only doesn't apply today, but that will never apply again. That's what the Gemara asks Hilchah Mashicha. Like the Gemara discusses it by, and the Rishonim discuss it by, what's the halacha of a Shor HaNiskal that goes up on Har Sinai? How many judges do you need to judge that Shor HaNiskal? So the question is, that's never going to happen again. You're talking about an ox on Har Sinai, right? That's never going to happen. So unless you know what, that, you got the same halachas for Beis HaMikdash? You don't have that halacha. So that's where the Gemara might ask Hilchah Mashicha. But if something that will apply, you don't ask that. Hilchah Mashicha means, you know, it never will apply again. One answer. Another answer, the re-quotes, and that is, no, there's always some kind of nafkamina. Right? You can always have the nafkamina of, I make a neder, I'm not going to eat hamburgers today, I'm going to ask that the halacha in that case is so-and-so. So you can always have that type of nafkamina. But as the re-works out, there's always some details. But the answer that he likes the best is that he quotes his Grand Rebbe, he quotes the Ramban, who says that, no, sometimes the Gemara asks, sometimes it doesn't. V'chol Hayaomer, Shakol Elo Apil Pulin, Velo Parchininu. All the times the Gemara doesn't ask it. Tibetamuda Parach Hilchazil Mashicha betray Duchti. Va'atmi, the Gemara asks it in two places, in Sanhedrin and in Zvachim. Va'atmi'inan Allah, Im Kain, the Ramban says, why don't you just ask that every page of Seder Kachim? Every page of Zvachim and Menachis, right? At Lo Nigbar, we shouldn't learn Kachim, or Taurus. Ella, Drosh Vekabel Schar. Point is, even if it's not Lamaisa, the burden of proof is on the places where it was asked, not in the places where it wasn't asked. Right? The other Gemara said Sanhedrin Ayin Aleph, where the Gemara says there are three things that never happened in the Torah. So what do we learn about them for? So you could even ask, that never happened and that never will happen. So Drosh V'Kabel Schar. So that's what the real answer is. The Gemara has it in two places, but really, it's not such serious questions. Not such a question that should really bother us, says the Ramban, and therefore, that's why it is not asked in the other contexts. Okay, we continue. Keep in mind, again, not for now, but we just spoke about actions that are Docheh Shabbos, that are not Docheh Shabbos, items that could have been done before Shabbos. Remember the Machlokes from Maseches Shabbos. What if you did something, but then it got ruined? You prepared hot water before Shabbos to wash the baby in after the Mila, and then it spilled out. Are you still allowed to do the Mila now, knowing that you're going to have to warm up hot water after Shabbos? That's called the Sugya of Ishtapich Chamimei, Machlokas Balamar Ramban, with many, many different issues related to it in terms of long-term, short-term view of mitzvos. Okay, not for now. Says the Mishnah. Okay, new topic that we haven't touched on yet in this Masechta, and that is, just by way of introduction, there are two types of Karbanos Chagiga when it comes to Pesach. There's the regular Karban Chagiga that we bring on Yontif, that we bring on every Yontif. Every Yontif we bring a Karban Chagiga. We bring the Me'iri here, quotes, the three different Karbanos that we bring every Yontif. We bring an Olas Re'iya, it's quoted in the beginning of Maseches Chagiga. Olas Re'iya, an Ola from, based on the Re'iya of the Mitzvah of Alila Ragel. We have the Karban Chagiga that's brought every Yontif, and the Shalmei Simcha. extra shlamim to just make your yontif experience a great one. Those are the three karbanas. Shalosh karbanas distavi Yisrael lasosam b'chol regal v'regal, says the Meiri. Rishon olas re'iya, shalosh pamim b'shani yeirol kol zochurcha, u'makriven oso kaliol b'yom rishon shal regal. You bring that the first day. V'asheini shalmei chagiga. The chagiga lechvod achag shalosh pamim b'ashana tachog li b'ashana, and the third is shalmei simcha v'zavachta shlamim v'achalta v'samach l'vnei Hashem alokecha. Fine, that's three, but then there's another one, and that's what our mission is about to talk about, and that's called that's a special chagiga that only applies to Pesach and is brought before Pesach. It's called chagigas yudalid, and that carbon is specifically brought, not always, only when you need it. As we know, the carbon Pesach must be ne'echal al hasova, has to be eaten as I become satiated. It's not after satiation, that's achila gasa, which we'll talk about later. But it's as I become satiated. Look at Rashi's important lashon. Rashi right here, three lines from the bottom. Kidei shiye Pesach gemar sviasan. Pesach should be the completion of my satiation. Not after I'm satiated. So what happens if I have a lot of people, I don't have so much karban Pesach, say, how am I going to eat that at the end? That's why we have chagigas yudalid. We have other karbanos. If I could foresee that I'm going to need other meat in order to make myself full, that's chagigas yudalid. If I see that there's plenty of meat, I don't bring the chagigas yudalid. It's only if need, based on need. That's what the Mishnah says right here. Emasai, what is this Mishnah doing here? That's a question that the Mefarshim deal with. Emasai, maybe chagiga imo. When do I bring a chagiga? The chagigus yudalid with the carbon Pesach bisman shehu ba bachol. That's the connection pashtus, because we're talking about what's docha Shabbos. So this is not docha Shabbos. Chagigas Yudalid is not docha Shabbos, only when it's Erev Pesach on a weekday. Bitahara, when the Karmen Pesach is being brought bitahara, ubimuat, and you have a small amount of people that are partaking, or a small amount of carbon, and therefore you're going to need it in order to help satiate you. Ubismachu ba bishabbos, bimeruba, ubituma, but if it's either one of these, any one, not all three. If it's any one of these, Shabbos, or you don't need it, or betuma ein mivini mo chagiga, you don't bring the chagiga with it. Period. Chagiga is aba min atzonim min abakar min akvasim min izim min azachar min anakevis. Our Mishnah holds that the chagiga that goes with the Karban Pesach is not subject to the same exact rules of Karban Pesach. We'll see somebody else who says it is. But our Mishnah says, male and female, right? Karban Pesach cannot be male and female. Can be min abakar min atzon. Karban Pesach can only be min atzon. Can't be min abakar. So the chagigas yudalid is not an exact replica of Karban Pesach. It has more flexible rules. And not only that, v'ne'echeles l'shnei yomim v'layla echad. And it can be eaten like a regular shlamim, day, night, day. Unlike Karban Pesach, which machlokas tanoim, either until chatzos, or only until the morning. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the machlokas tanoim. But either way, this is the Mishnah about chagigas yudalit. Says the Chashuke Chemed, we ran out of time yesterday, the Chashuke Chemed discusses in terms of chagigas yudalid, but it was only brought b'muat v'chulu v'chulu. He quotes chida, a riddle. Matai kore, when would it happen that it would be usur to eat fish on a Friday night? That's his chida. So if you would be able to ask this in like Shas when we're not learning Masech of Sachem Daf Yud Samach Tesam Abayis, there wouldn't be a chance. But he says, "Matai koreish asur lechov al Shabbos dagim ki im basar." So he says, "Kshibana beis hamikdash viakrivo carbon Pesach. If we're makriv the carbon Pesach, im haya haPesach merube veha ochlim uatim. If there's a lot of Pesach and very little ochlim, kigoch haisa chabur muetes v'day lohem bePesach levado, and they don't the carbon Pesach is enough for them." You're not going to bring chagigas yudalid with them, with that, right? Because there's plenty of Pesach to satiate you. The Adaraba, Asur, you can't eat anything else. Because what? You're going to leave the rest of the Pesach as nosar? You got to do your best to finish it. So you're not going to be able to eat anything else. Can't eat fish. Can't eat anything else. That's the case that he comes up with. Yuyam Psachim, Samachtes. Okay, that's the, I think it's another one. Far-fetched. Either way, we'll come to another Chashuk Yechemet a little bit later. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, just one other hara, and that is, there's a Tosefta here, which the Rambam quotes. What happens if I have a Chagiga? Chagiga's Yudalit, I have some Chagiga on the table, I have some Pesach on the table, and then I finish the Seder, and I have some Chagiga left over. I have some Chagiga left over. So the halacha pashtas you would say is, okay, so that you could say, day night day. Says the Tosefta, no. Once it's on the table with the Pesach, it's finished. Then you could only eat it in Pesach laws. Chagiga ha'ola imo ala shulchan, v'tafshilin ha'ola imo ala shulchan, hare elu misba'arin imo. You got to burn that the next morning too. Why? Why? So says the Rambam. Because you're worried that somebody took a fork and stuck it into the Karban Pesach, and then took the same fork and stuck it into the Chagiga. You're worried. It's just like the Milchigs and the Fleishigs on the same table. Right, what's the halacha if you have bread? If you have bread, you have leftover challah. Leftover challah from Shabbos. Are you allowed to use it in a Milchig Shal Shudas? Allowed to use that same challah? So the halacha is, generally, if it was sliced challah already, it could be that people's hands touched it, people's greasy, so you should not eat that at a Milchig meal. If it's the part of the challah that wasn't cut yet, you have like half a challah left, so l'chora, nobody touched that with fleishik utensils, so that would be okay. But the Rambam says it right here. The Rambam says, Yud Dalid, the second to last halacha in Hilchos Karban Pesach, he says, Bisar chagiga sha'ale ima pesach al shulchan, he quotes this Tosefta, v'chol ha'tafshilin ol animo, mizbar animo, ve'in ha'cholm el ar-chatzos, ka'pesach atzma, why? Three words. Gezeira mipnei ha'taroves. That's the Rambam's lashon. You're worried. You're worried about taroves. You're worried about extra ta'am of the Pesach in the Chagiga. Okay, that's the Tosefta, and the Rambam quotes that Tosefta. There's one other Ha'ara also, Machlokes, about, actually let's wait with it, in terms of, can the Chagiga be brought after the Karban Tamid? Is it that powerful, like we had the whole discussion in the beginning of Tamid Nishchat? On Daf Nun Ches, when we had that the Pesach is the only exception, does Chagiga follow along with it? So, let's wait and see that. Says the Gemara, Mina Maitana Diktani Chagiga, who is the one? Why does it say Chagiga here? Tana, as I mentioned on the Mishnah, Har Kavaso Vava Aso Dol Dachi Shabbos, the Mishnah earlier in the beginning of the Perek, said that these Isurei Durabanan are not Doche Shabbos, carrying the Pesach and bringing it. Viktani Nami Chagiga Dol Dachi Shabbos, that's why it also says here, Chagiga Dol Doche Shabbos. V'hachi Ka'amar, Emas HaMevini Mo Chagiga, Bizmachu Ba Bachol, Betara, Uba Muat. Fine. Amar Rav Ashi, Shma Mina, you see from our Mishnah, what do we hold? Chagigas arbasar. That's what it's called. Lav chovahi. It's not obligatory. You don't have to bring it. Deisakadaita chovahi. Because if it is a chova, tesi b'shabbos, v'tesi b'meruba, v'tesi b'tuma. If it was a real chov, then it would be brought always. It must be it's only a situational karban. You only bring it if need be. Says the Gemara, "Ube muat mihu my time asya." So why dafke elochara? If it's a choice, so what's the reason we bring it in certain cases? Kid de Tanya, as the Brisa says, "Chagiga haba ma pesach necheles tchila kedesh yehe pesach nechal ala sova." So that Karban Pesach can be eaten ala sova as one is becoming satiated. Right, what do you mean ala sova? Top Rashi, shiyehe nehenin ba'achilaso v'techashiv lehen. It's very chashiv. I save the best for last. So it's very chashiv. That's nechal ala sova. Good. So, lav chovahi. Let's see Tosfos. The fact that the Karban Pesach is eat ala sova, is that a din to Oraisa or is that a din to Rabbanan? Machlokes Bavli Yerushalmi. Very important machlokas. Top Tosfos. Tosfos says here, Klomar on top. It's not a chova. Klomar eno chayven atorah lavia. You don't have to bring the chagigas yudalid mid de oraisa chova. Why? Because then you have to bring it always. But it's only there to help satiate you. But pashtus of the Bavli, that din of eating karban pesach ala sova is a din de oraisa. We don't find anywhere in the Bavli, says Tosfos, that it's a din de rabbanan. But look at the Yerushalmi, first skinny line. The Rivako is the Yerushalmi. The din of Nechal al Asove is an Isser de rabbanan. Why? Gzeir mishum shviras etzem. If you eat the Karban Pesach when you're starving, when you're ravenous, remember you don't eat too much on Erev Pesach. It's the one day of the year that there's nothing to eat. You can't eat matzah, you can't eat challah, you can't eat it. What do you eat? Fruit. You eat some Pesach cookies, right? But what else do you eat? You eat nothing. So we get it into the Seder. So if we would eat the Karban Pesach first thing, we'd eat it very quickly. There could be a chashash of breaking the bones. So that's why Gzeira Durabanan. You have to eat the Karban Pesach at the end of your meal. So you're already calm. You already had your meal. So you're eating it calmly. That's the Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi. So it's Machlokas Bavli, Yerushalmi, Pashas of the Bavli. It doesn't say that. So the Pashas Bavli, Machlokas Bavli, Yerushalmi. whether it is an Isser Daraisa or an Isser Dirabanan. Important Tosfos here discussed. There is also a discussion, Rashi quotes, not here, Rashi quotes later on in Daf Pevav, that the halacha of Al Hasova doesn't only apply to Karban Pesach. Al Hasova, he assumes, according to the Bavli, is a din by all Karbanas, because it's like Malachim eat. Malachim always eat when they are not starving. Malachim eat plentiful. So all Karbanos have a halacha of eating them Al Hasova. It's not a special din in Karban Pesach. That's Rashi later on Daf On Daf Pevav, that's what Rashi says on the top of Pevav Ben Aleph. Hunachal ba'achrona ala sova, shekein chovas kol karbanos. Rashi says, all karbanos. Kidekaimalon lamashcha legdula kederasha malachim ochlim. That's Rashi. What's the circular question that you have then on Rashi? So if all karbanos have to be eaten ala sova, so how do you eat chagigas yudalit early in order to create the karban pesach ala sova? The karban, the chagigas yudalit per se has a chiyuv to eat ala sova, unless it's an exception to the rule. Unless, no, that's goof for the point. Chagigas Yudalit only is not a chiyuv. It's only brought here to create the alasova, the special din of alasova of Karban Pesach. Reb Chaim writes in the Grach Alashas that there's really two dinim. There's a ne'echal alasova by Karban Pesach, and there's ne'echal alasova by other karbanas. And they're two different dinim, and that's why one could override the other one. If it's the same din, then you run into a problem. But if it's two separate dinim, and it's based on two different psukim, based on two different psukim, he quotes, it's not a din in achilas kachim, it's a din in achilas pesach. V'tzorach lomer daf dina sheitein achilas sova udafka, and he says an afkamina is that achilas sova by shar karbanos might only be by kohanim. And achila sova by Karban Pesach is obviously by everybody who eats it, which is the din in all bialim in the gavra. That's an important. If you want to look at it, it's os chaf hei in the chidushe grach al hashas. Okay, we continue. Two dots says the Gemara. Vineecheles. Okay, there's a tzlach here, but we'll wait and we'll see if there's time. Vineecheles lishne yamim v'layla echad, as the Mishnah said that the chagigas yudalid could be eaten. Eat like a regular shlamim, day, night, day. If I bring a shlamim on Tuesday, I can eat it until Wednesday night. Mastisa d'loka bentema. The Mishnah is against bentema. Bentema is the one that says, no, chagigas yudalid, it's brought with the Karban Pesach, it's subject to the same rules. Titania. Bentema omer chagiga haba ima Pesach. Remember, this is not the chagiga that's brought on Yadif. It's brought the chagiga on Erev Pesach. The chagiga that comes with Pesach, harehi ke Pesach. That's it. The chagigas chamisha asar, that's the regular chagiga, necheles l'shtayam v'layla echad. So there's a difference between these chagigas. The chagigas arba asar yotzei b'amishum simcha vein yotzei b'amishum chagiga. What does that mean? Chagigas yudalid, you could use it for your shalmei simcha, like we mentioned before, you could double dip. Let's say you have some leftover of your chagigas yudalid, it could also, and let's say we're in Bentema, let's say you had it designated, but you didn't end up shechting it. You didn't end up doing the avoda, even though it was already designated. Says the Brisa here, you could use it for your Shalmei Simcha tomorrow. Vein yosei ba mishum chagiga. You can't use it for your chagiga. Why? We know there's a rule. Rashi quotes it here. Called Darva, the second skinny line. Rules late, tomorrow's daf. Called Darva shebechova ein abar ela menachulin. You can never double dip in halacha. Like if I have a chiyuv to do something, I can't give that for meiser, right? You can't double dip. If I already have a chova to bring one carbon, I can't use it as another carbon, right? So that's the rule. Kol davar shebachova in a ba'al amenachulin. So that's why for your regular carbon chagiga, you can't use your chagigas yudalit because you have to bring something that was chulin for your regular carbon chagiga. Shalmei simcha though is not mafurish in the pasuk. It's learned out that you should be happy on Yontif and do these 14 things. One of them is bring karbanos, shalmei simcha. So it's not as much as a chiyuv per se. That's why for that one you could double dip. And you could use your chagigas, your dalid, to double for your shalmei simcha. That's how Rashi explains it. My time at the period. That's the end of the brisa. My time at the bentema. Why does bentema say that the chagigas, your dalid, has to mirror and be just like your karban pesach? Kidemasni Rav Lechiabre. Like Rav taught his son, V'lo yalin laboker zevach aga pasach. The pasach says in Mishpatim, you shall not leave over the carbon pesach, but it says zevach chag pasach. Why doesn't it just say pesach? Zevach chag ze chagiga. HaPesach kimashma'o. So really it's alluding to two karbanas. Don't leave over the Zevach Chag, the Chagiga, and don't leave over the Pesach. V'yamarachmona lo yalan. It says not to lean it over. So it's not leaving it over the same time. And therefore, that's how you know the Chagiga Sudalit is just like Pesach. Period. Iboy lehu, how far does Bentema go? Le Bentema ne'echeles tzli, o ein ne'echeles tzli. Must it be eaten roasted or not? Could it be eaten anyway? Right? Like others. Remember, we had the Mishnah earlier on Dafnun Gimel in terms of what type of roasted items are you allowed to eat at the Seder night? Not the Pesach, right? That's what we spoke about, different minhagim. So, ki akshi rachmanu lepesach lelina aval etzli lo, al dima lo shna. Do we say the Chagiga is only compared to Pesach regarding the time you have to eat it, but not how it should be prepared? Or do we say no? Even how it should be prepared? Tashma, the Mishnah says later on, right, the Mishnah that we used to say at the Seder, right, this is the Manish Tana question that's now left out, and we substituted. Halayla zeh kulo tzli. Right, we don't say that today. Right, nowadays it's all tzli. So what does that Mishnah say? It's all tzli, really? Everything has to be tzli? Everything we eat tonight has to be tzli? Of Amar Rav Chisda, zu divrei bentema, shma amina. The Rabbanan, remember the Rabbanan, our Mishnah. Chagigas Yudalit is not parallel to Pesach. You could probably prepare Chagigas Yudalit in any way. The only Havamina that it would have to be tzli is bentema, and you see this Mishnah says it. So it must be bentema shita. And yes, Bentema says that the Chagigas Yudalid must be Sli. Shma Mina. Do you get the Isser of doing it Na and Mavusho? I'm not sure. Would you get the Isser with Malkus? It's not Mafurish. But at least is that it's Lachachila. For sure, the din is that it has to be Sli. Ibailu, next question. Le Bentema. Ba'a min abakar? O ena ba'a min abakar? Could you bring it from a cow? Could you bring a Chagigas Yudalid from any animal, from something that cannot be Karban Pesach or not? Ba'amin anakevas, o'ena ba'amin anakevas. Ba'abashtei shanim, o'ena ba'abashtei shanim. Meaning, how far does he go? Ki akshe rachmana lepesach lemidi da'achila. Does he only compare it in terms of how it's prepared? Avalachol mili lo, but not what carbon, what animal must be used. Odim aloshna, or do we say, no, even in terms of the animal? Tashma, says the Brisa, Chagiga haba'im ha-pesach, harehi ka-pesach, ba'am in atzon, vein ba'am in ha-bakar, ba'am in ha-zacharim, vein ba'am in ha-nekevis. Ba'a bashnasa, vein ba'a bashdei shanim, ve'einu necheles ela liyom v'layla, only eaten day and that night, ve'einu necheles ela tzli, ve'einu necheles ela nuyav, that's even added, as another factor added, you have to be appointed to the Chagigas Yudalit beforehand. Man shamislei de islei haisvara. Who is the one that, at least some of these we already know already? Bentema, shmamina, kulu milsa bi'inan, shmamina. So this is Bentema Shita. Chagigas Yudalit is parallel. Must be parallel. And again, it's an interesting question. In the Rishonim, how far do you go in terms of the Isurim? It's a parallel carbon. But in terms of the Isurim of leaving over and of the other Isurim that specifically apply to Karban Pesach, do they apply to the Chagigas Yudalit? The Tosfos Rit here says, how many Zrikas does it need? How many Zrikas? A regular Shlamim needs a certain amount, and Pesach only needs one. Right? So, is this more like a Chagiga? Or is this more like a Pesach? Chagigas Yudalit. So again, that's a question that is not dealt with in the Gemara. The question is, what do all of these reflect? So far, it seems like everything. But what about the Zrikas? What about other aspects of the Avoda? Good. Ibailu. We continue. Lebentema. Yesh ba mishum shviras etzem o ein ba mishum shviras etzem. Does the Isser of breaking the bones that applies to Karban Pesach apply? Af agav dechi akshe rachmana lepesach. Even though you say, well, why not? Amar kra, bo velo b'chagiga. Maybe bo, it says, right, the Isser of Shviras Etzem has that word bo in it, so maybe that's an exclusionary word. Bo and not chagiga. O dilma, hai bo, b'kasha velo b'pasul udasa. Or bo just tishimi, only a Karban Pesach kasher has this, an apostle. So, how far do you go in terms of Shviras Etzem? If you remember the Sefer HaChinuch, many times in his Sefer, one of the earliest times that he says it is by the mitzvah of Shviras Etzem. What's the message of Shviras Etzem? So the Chinuch says, Achrei ha-pu'ulos nimshachos ha-levavos. Right? We are pulled, we are influenced by what we do in life, and if we eat in a wild way, that will affect us and make us wild people. If we eat in a very tame and subdued way, so then that will affect who we are. So says the Sefer Chinuch, that's Isra Shviras Atzem. We have to eat calmly. That's what that's the message of that Isser. Shviras Isser, Shviras Atzem. But that's the question, how far does one go? I mentioned that Tzlach on the Mishnah assumed, the Mishnah of Malach had a question about it. The Tzlach on our Mishnah had asked, what about when you shechted? Are you allowed to shecht the Chagiga Yudalid after the Karban Tamid? That would be a big Chiddush. Because the Mishnah, remember, the Gemara earlier, bent over backwards, trying to figure out that the Pesach is the only thing. And maybe the Ketores, and maybe the Menorah. But is there anything else allowed after the Karban Tamid? Usually you have the Asay of Alei HaShleim. So the Tzlach on the Mishnah says, I would say maybe not. You know why? Because what about the Yerushalmi we had? Remember the Yerushalmi? We only have the Chagiga in order, and the Drabanan, to make sure Ne'echal al Asova. You're going to tell me that Issa Drabanan is Doche the Aseh Daraisa Hashleim of having the carbon tumen as the last carbon of the day? Fine, the Pesach has a special din daraisa, but the Tzlach is noted to say, I don't think it would apply. Meaning you'd have to shech the Chagigas Yudalit before the Tumen. Even though you're doing the Shechita of the Karban Pesach after the Tamid. That's what he assumes, especially according to that Yerushalmi, that it's only an Isser Durabanan. Okay, so the Gemara here asks Shviras Atzem, so Tashma, let's see what we can see. Sakin, the Mishnah says in Shkalim, Sakin, Shenim Seis Bar Basar, what happens if you find a knife on Erev Pesach? Could you assume it was Toveld already? Could you assume that you could use this? Shochet Bamiyad. Yeah, you could assume that way. Because you could use this knife for Shechitas Karban Pesach, and you could assume people already Toveld it. Bishlosha Asar, but if you find it on the 13th, Shona Umatbil, you have to Toveld it again just in case. Maybe somebody was going to Toveld it later, they didn't get to it yet, and it would still have Harif Shemesh, and you could use it tomorrow. So if you find it on the 14th, you can assume it was already Toveld. Kofitz, but if you find a Kofitz is a super knife, a cleaver as it's translated, a knife that's used when you're cutting meat and you're going to break the bones with that. A regular sakin cuts around the bones, won't be able to cut the bones. A kofitz means you don't care about breaking the bones. So what happens if you find a kofitz? Bein bazeh, shono matvil. That you always have to Toveld again, even if you find it on Erev Pesach. That's the Mishnah in Shkalim. So Mani, whose opinion does this reflect? Ilem or Rabbanan? Is it the Rabbanan Shita? That's it. Which Rabbanan? The Rabbanan that don't compare Pesach and Chagigas Yudalit too much. So Mishna Saka de Matbil, why are you allowed to assume that a knife is already Toveld to Chazil Pesach? Because we can assume that they Toveld it yesterday because it's going to be used for the current Pesach. So Kofitz Nami, HaChazil Chagiga. So why don't we assume that the Kofitz was Toveld because it's going to be used for the Chagiga, which does not have a halacha of breaking the bones. So Ela Lav de Bentema. It must be that the author of this Mishnah is Bentema. And what do you see? By Kofitz, you could assume that it was not Toveld yet. Vishma Mina, Yishma Mishum Shviras Atzem. So it must be that the Chagiga has the same rules as Pesach. And therefore you would never use a Kofitz, even for the Chagiga. So that must be that, according to Bentema, there is an Isra Shviras Atzem. Says the Gemara, really? Lo, la'olam Rabbanan. Go to Baba Shabbos. Maybe it's the Rabbanan Shita. And it's talking about a case of Shabbos where there is no Chagiga Yudalit. And therefore, that's Shechtan on Erev Pesach. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Bami Diktani Seifa, Chalar Ba'as Arlios B'Shabbos, Shochi Ba'Miyad. The next line of the Mishnah says, Shabbos. If the 14th falls down on Shabbos, you could Shechted Miyad, Shochi Ba'Miyad, because again, you could assume it was Toveld yesterday. U'Bachamisha Asar Shochi Ba'Miyad, Nimseis Kofitz, Kshura Lasakin. If a Kofitz is found tied with the Sakin, Harayuka Sakin, you could assume it was Toveld it together. But what do you see from there? The next line of the Mishnah is about Shabbos. Milchad Shalabi Shabbos Askinon. So we're back to the Raya. So isn't there a Raya that he, Bentema, holds that a Chagiga also is subject to the Yisr? Ella, you're right, it must not be Shabbos, Ella Shabbat, Bimaruba. No, it must be that it was Bimaruba. And therefore, maybe there is no Chagiga. And that's why you can't assume the Kofitz was Toveld. Mina Yadi, how do you know? How do you know if there was a lot of people for this Karban Pesach? Ella Shabbat Betuma. Okay, you're right. It was Betuma. Sof, Mina Yadi, how do you know? It's Baba Tuma, meaning why? Because you found it on the 13th. How do you know it's going to be mostly Tummy tomorrow? Demis Nasi, the Nasi died, and everybody has to be Matami themselves for the Nasi. So you can already foresee it's going to be a Pesach Batuma, so people wouldn't have Toveled the Kofitz. because you would need that for the Chagiga, but you're not bringing a Chagiga this year. Says the Gemara, Demis Nasi Emas. One second. When did the Nasi die? Ilema Demis Bishlosha Asar. If he already died on the 13th, Sakin Lomali Demitvale. So the knife also wouldn't have been Tovelt, because you already know that you're not going to need it. You're not going to have to do it Batara. Ela Demis Bar Basar. It must be that the Nasi died on the 14th. If he died on the 14th, so then how do you know? Maishna Saka de Matbila, Maishna Kovit de Lo Matbila. So then again, what's the difference? If you don't know yet, Lo Tzricha de Nasi Goseis Bishlosha Asar. He's a Goseis on the 13th. Sakin de Chad Sveika, the Sakin, which only has one Safek, maybe the Nasi will die, maybe the Nasi won't die. So you're Tova that just in case. Matbila. Kofis to trace fake, it's two Sveikas. Maybe he'll die, maybe he won't die. Maybe there'll be enough of a Pesach, you won't need the Chagiga. So it's two Sveikas. So because of that, Lomat Vilei, people aren't Matriach themselves to be Matvilet, period. Okay, there's what to talk about Goseis, but first we have to get to the interesting story. Tanya. Yehuda ben Dursoi, Piresh hu vidursoi bino, the Halach v'yashav lobadarim. This person, he's not called Rabbi, just called Yehuda ben Dursoi and his son, left and went to the south. Why did he go to the south? Rashi says, because they argued. He felt that the Chagigas Yudalit should be brought even on Shabbos. And he knew it wasn't going to be brought on Shabbos. He was outvoted. He says, I'm going out of being near the Beis HaMikdash on Erev Pesach, and therefore I won't be Mechuyev. And I'll bring Pesach Sheni. I'll be Derech Rechoka. But I don't want to be here in a time when I think this carbon should be brought, and it's not going to be brought. Omar, im yavo Eliyahu, v'yomar lam liYisrael, mibnei malo chagagtem chagiga b'shabbos, mayin omrim lo. What are we going to answer Eliyahu Hanavi? Tamahani ashnei gedoli adar shmaya v'avtalyon, shen chachamim gedolim, v'darshanim gedolim, v'lo omru lam liYisrael chagiga docha d'shabbos. I'm very surprised about shmaya v'avtalyon that they didn't hold this, that this is, the chagiga is docha Shabbos. Some say that they went all the way to Chutz Laaretz. What's the Darom? Right, because what, if they were south, don't they have a chiyuv to go? We discussed this way back on Dav Gimel, where the Tzlach interprets a Tosfos on Dav Gimel, where that if you're in Chutz Laaretz, you have no chiyuv. That's Derech Rechoka. This is a big chiddush, but that's maybe how you have to understand this. Period. But Amarav, my time at Ben Dursoi, so what Rav says, what's his svara? Where did Ben Dursoi get this idea that even Chagigas Yudalid, there's a machlokas, which Chagiga we're talking about, let's just go with Chagigas Yudalid, which is Rashi's pshat. My time at Ventures, so I dechsiv, vizavach the Pesach Lashem Alkecha tzonu vakar. Bring the Pesach tzon and bakar. Follow ain Pesach al menachvazim and izim. What do you mean bakar? Pesach is only from tzon. Why did it say bakar? El tzon ze Pesach, bakar ze chagiga. It's referring to the chagiga via marachmana, vizavach the Pesach. And it says, bring the carbon. And that's why that's the svara for Yehuda ben Dursai. Says the Gemara, Amar Avashi, vanan taima de prushim nekav nefrosh. Why do we care about what he held? He's wrong. He's not even just like a group of rabbis. This is Rav Ashi, who put together the Gemara. Why is this here? Why do I have to figure out, Beishamai, okay. Shitas that we don't hold up, fine. But this is one collector's item shita that nobody holds like. What do I care what it's based on? El Kra, really, the pasuk, that pasuk is for something else. Kra l'kidr Rav Nachman u'da'asa. Domer Rav Nachman amarabar bravua, minayin l'moser ha-pesach shakarev shlamim. How do I know that leftover karan Pesach? What does leftover mean? It doesn't mean it was shechted, because that's no sar. If it was leftover, it wasn't shechted. Then it turned into a shlamim, shenemar, v'zavach lepesach, l'sham l'kechel, sonu v'akar, same pasach. V'chi pesach min ha-bakar, ba, v'adoi pesach ala ba, ela min ha-kfasim, o min ha-izim. Ela, moser ha-pesach, yehei l'davar ha-ba min ha-tzonu min ha-bakar. Moser pesach will be for zayin that comes in ha-tzonu min ha-bakar, which is chagiga. V'rabanan, period. V'rabam... Oh, there's great stuff coming up. Let's do a little bit more. By the way, the Chashuki Chemet discusses putting yourself outside of a Makom Chiyev, a question of the Achronim. If you walk into your house and you see the mezuzah fell down on Shabbos, you're not allowed to put a mezuzah back on Shabbos. That's bit bone. Should you be mafkir your house so that you don't have a Chiyev of mezuzah? Like here, they went out of the Makom HaChiyev, so they're not in the Chiyev of Karban of Pesach. Do you have to be mafkir your house instead of having to live in a house without a mezuzah? So, he assumes not. Right? He assumes not. But then he says, oh, but then he quotes this story. But the question is, can you bring a raya from the story? Did he do the right thing, this rabbi? You don't even know if he was a rabbi. So, that's an interesting question that he talks about. Viter, because being mafker on Shabbos might not be us. Says the Gemara, "Rabbanu my time alodochi Shabbos avadik karbetzibru." Lamaisa, why isn't the chagig used al docha Shabbos? Right? Why isn't it? Even if you didn't have to bring it, when it's needed, you need to bring it, and therefore, why can you? Isn't it docha Shabbos? Rashi says it's like connected to Pesach, which is like a carbon tzibur. The whole tzibur is bringing it. Amar Rabbi Loi, Mishur Rabbi Yehuda ben Safra, Amar Krav Chagosim Oso Chag Lashem Shivas Yamin Bashana. You should bring the Chagiga 7 days. Shiva Shmona Avi. What do you mean? You can bring the Chagiga for 8 days, not just for 7 days. Right? Why there's Tashlumin even on the 8th day of Sukkot? Elamikan the Chagiga Sheina Docha Zeh Shabbos. It must be known. There's one day you can't bring it, and that's Shabbos. And that's Shabbos. Kiyasa Ravin Amar Tilafnei Rabosai Pamim Shieta Mosi Alashisha. Sometimes there's only six. What if you have two Shabbosim in Sukkos? Kigon Sheb Chal Yotav Rishon Shol Chag B'Shabbos. Amar Abaya says Avin, which is like Ravin. Avin Tichla, he who lost his children died young. Avin Tichla Lemak Yamilsa. Would you say such a thing? What a silly thing to say. Shmona lo mishkachas l'klal. Shiva yisab rov shanim. You're right, it happens once in a while. I'm talking about what happens every year. Every year you can have a Shabbos during Sukkos. Two Shabbos during Sukkos? Okay, it happens, but I don't need to say that. The big problem is, what did Abaye just say? Isn't this like an insult? Avin tichla. Avin oy. You know, he's about to say he did something wrong. Why is he calling him? He who lost his kids. It's like insulting him. If you look in the Maharshal, in the Chachmas Shlomo, on the bottom of the Maharshal, he says, V'nira li pshuto, he says, Da aravin koi v'shmo avin. Kamo ravin is called avina. Tema, sheyomar labayal ravin, sheyakadmon lefanav, sheyemir Rabbi Yochanan, he's created b'gnai, ki amilsa. How do you say that? So he says, V'nira be'enai lafarish. Tibi yimei ambaya haya echa cheshmo avin. There was a different person that was called avin. V'haya kover es banav. V'amar abaya oso avin. That avin would have said something like this, but not Rabbi Avin. That's what he was saying, which is helps a little bit, but it's still insulting the other avin. But there's another one, and with this we'll finish. There's another point, the Sefer Chassidim. The Sefer Chassidim, this is a pretty scary Sefer Chassidim. The Sefer Chassidim, Simen Shin Samach Zayin. Rabbi Yehuda Achras, it says, not every tzaddik is zochet to get both olamos, to get both worlds, olam hazeh and olam haba. And if he's zochet to get olam haba, sometimes there's a gzeira that he's going to lose some of his children, because that's his olam hazeh. Upa'amim lokeh bezera zecharim kidei shelo yehe hana'a kiflayim. Ulama'it bezechu yosav. Lakach, therefore, chachamim rishonim used to write svarim anonymously, says the Sefer Chassidim. So it's not considered theirs in olam hazeh, it's pure olam haba. Kidei shelo yehe olam hazeh v'yikav zechar olam haba. Ohayim amatim olam hazeh. V'chulu v'chulu. In the footnotes, here in the Makar Chesed, look at Psachim Daf Ayinim Abayis. L'chora, what was Abaya saying? Kover Banim? But maybe he was saying, he says, Achareish Ein L'mazel B'banim. He was saying, Abaya was saying, if he lost his children already, he should be Zoche to becoming to Amita Shel Torah. Because he should be Zoche to this Olam, if he's losing the other Olam, that's what he was being Matameh about. Because even if you have this idea that a tzaddik is going to lose a child, Rachmana Litzlan, but that he should have the Torah at least. And here he doesn't have the Torah. He doesn't have the children. That's what he's being mitame about. That's a wild Sefer Chassidim and Simen Shin Samach Zayin. Okay, we'll stop here. B'ez Hashem, we will continue, B'ez Hashem, on Erev Shabbos. Parsha Shir, hopefully, should be up. It was given last night.